double fisted. Double fisted. Double fisted.
Pepper blue. Two.
So this is Bowman, and we are technically rolling, I guess, for the another installment of the show here at NaughtyGirlWeb.com as Key gets her her nicotine on. Hi, Christina. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Very nice. You're looking bright red as usual.
I think I'm going to go brunette.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. When's that happening?
Maybe after the show.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Congratulations in advance. People are throwing shit at me already. We just started. Pascal, hello, my friend.
Bonjour. He's got issues getting hurt.
Pascal, the dirty Frenchman, is here with us as usual. And also tonight we have several guests, so we're actually going to, I guess we're going to do a few shows tonight, a few short shows instead of one long show. It'll be more fun. First guest, though, is our, what did we decide? Repeat offender?
Yes, she is the repeat offender.
The repeat offender, Ginger Lee, who you may remember from our first show way back when. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
It is lovely to see you. And as I already said, your hair looks fashionable. Very nice.
Thank you. I spend hours on it, so thank you.
And then you come here and we put headphones on you and fuck it all up.
Yes.
It's still cute.
Yeah.
Sacrifices.
She looked like Mickey.
You got to do it, you know.
Show business.
Show biz.
Yes.
And speaking of showbiz, we'll get this out of the way first. We're here to promote another Peekaboo Review show.
Yes, we are. World Cafe Live.
That's a big venue.
It is indeed.
You guys have done shows there before, though, too, right?
We have. We've been performing there for about a year now.
Very nice. And they've all gone pretty well?
They've gone great. They treat us well. Lots of room.
They just keep getting better and better. And I just want to point on your last skit when you did the coffee shop. That was probably one of my favorite skits that you've ever done. So why don't you explain that one?
That was based on a little fantasy I used to have when I worked at Starbucks. Music would come on and I would just imagine everybody freezing and me jumping up on the counter, taking my clothes off and dancing. Scott, one of our hosts, was in the skit and he was this hunky guy that I had a crush on and he had no idea. He basically played this real super douchey lawyer type guy that came in every day and he froze and I was able to jump in his arms and rub all over him, and meanwhile he's frozen, the other customers are frozen, and I'm taking my clothes off, and in the end it just sort of goes back to regular everyday Starbucks life without my clothes on.
You just seem so liberated at that moment in time on stage. I just caught it in your eye and it's like, I won.
I was. It's something I'd been holding on to for, no, I'm not bitter from working at Starbucks for 3 years.
I gotta say, freezing time and jumping around naked is probably a lot better than an iced mocha latte.
No, it was amazing too, because she came running and she jumped right into Scott's arms and he caught her, and it was just that moment you're like, you better catch.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Now, have you ever had a problem with somebody not catching you?
I have. Everybody has always caught me, I have to say. I'm lucky enough. Our director, however, did have an incident in a rehearsal where she got dropped and broke her shoulder blade.
Oh. Whoa. How far? Now, did something had to be changed for the show then?
She
has a broken shoulder blade. I guess she's out.
She was unable to do the show. She's actually ended up doing a little bit of a strip tease with her arm in a sling. She made the best of it, but she wasn't in the group numbers.
Oh, man. Now, was this Lulu?
This was Lulu.
Oh, man, that's a shame. Because she's it doesn't look like she's going to be the type of person to have a real sturdy bone. She's a very slight woman.
She's a bit frail.
Big frail. So, but no injuries to you, though, so far.
No, knock luckily wood. For me, yes. And please, knock on wood. Yeah. Crazy if I couldn't dance.
And so now this show coming up is a few weeks away. And the last one was fairly recent. Are you going to you're changing some stuff up from the last show then? It's always evolving, I guess, with you guys.
It's usually an all new show. We might do some throwbacks, some crowd favorites every now and then, but 90% of our numbers are brand new.
Nice. More breathing fire, more live snakes, anything fun like that?
No snakes or fire, but we do have some new girls, so some brand new boobs.
Ooh.
Which is always fun.
New boobs.
You need to bring back the Decepticon. Decepticon has to come back.
Decepticon was fun. That was our little fun 80s number that we did, but we're going to have to wait a few months, you know.
I know.
You can't spoil them with it.
getting back to I think it's funny that you started off talking about your the coffee the coffee shop sketch, because obviously, not obviously to anybody listening, but we're in a coffee shop this evening on South Fifth Street. It's called Grindstone, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and Cafe, it's independently Grindstone. Owned.
And yeah, and they were nice enough to let us come here and camp out and hang out. So we thank them. And if you're in Philadelphia near South Street, make sure you stop in for a hot cup of
and
joe.
And we should also talk about why we are at the Grindstone.
Yeah,
we're banned in Philly, apparently.
Well, some parts of Philly. The piazza at Schmitz or whatever the hell it is, has a lovely diner, restaurant, cheesecake place called Darlings that was going to let us perform the show there tonight and interview all these fine ladies. And then for some reason, their landlords decided that it was not a good idea.
No. See, there's not some reason. We're immoral.
We're immoral. There's a morality clause.
I have been called so many things throughout my entire fucking life, but immoral has never been one of those. So I don't even know how to
If I would have known you've never been called immoral, I would have called you immoral a long time
ago.
I am
not immoral by any means.
it's not like we're a band of horse thieves that are coming to the restaurant.
You guys told me about the cheesecake, that it was all light and fluffy and then I could eat it and it'd be awesome, and now
you'll get your cheesecake, don't worry.
We already have
plans to like get the Darlings cheesecake and just hijack it out of
the band
area where we're not supposed to be, and we'll eat it someplace else at another show soon. So
it is after the last show, actually, a bunch of us Peekaboo girls went and had Darlings for breakfast afterwards, and the owner was kind enough to bring us every single type of cheesecake they had for us to try.
Yeah, they're very nice people over there. I don't know, their landlord is kind of a dick.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So whatever. Dick. We'll work around it. We'll work around it. We've got other things in the works that we'll be up there for soon. So
this is just such a lame excuse.
It is sort of lame.
It's not sort of. It's really lame. Yeah. Like 48 hours before you're supposed to do an event. Like, that's just unprofessional and lame. You can have, like, coke dealers come in and blow people up, but that's okay. That's moral.
I don't know.
Ouch.
So, Ginger, what else after this coming show, do you have any other shows lined up down the tube that we should know about in advance so we can have you come in and be, like, a third-time
Fringe Festival.
Felon? Oh.
Well, actually, our show is actually happening during the Fringe Festival. So that's our September show in December.
December.
October 3rd, we will be at the Note. Oh, half the cast will be at the Note. Lulu and I will be in Pittsburgh performing. In December, we have a Christmas show on December 19th at World Cafe Live.
Oh, that'll be nice. Well, now, there will be Christmas numbers, I assume, with Christmas music and all that good stuff?
Well, to Christmas time, we sort of split it up. We do a few holiday numbers. We do a few just for fun. You know, not everybody's into Christmas, but
Winter Follies is great.
Everybody's into burlesque, though, so I don't think anybody really. You can probably do whatever music you want.
Everybody likes
it. You should do a Grinch one.
We actually have
Make
done Key a
dress
Grinch
up like
number.
The little dog with the like antler tied to her head.
Yeah.
Key plays along so well, even though she doesn't mean it. I just want to see Key with an antler tied to her head. I think it would be cute.
She just nods and says okay and does whatever you tell her to do.
My favorite type of woman.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, I guess we'll let everybody know if they want to get tickets.
You didn't want to get beat.
not this time. Let's wrap it up now. If they want to get tickets for the show, as we said, you can get them from if you're in Philly, you can pick them up from anybody that you know affiliated with the show itself.
Yes.
If you want to order them, you can do it online at our website, which is, of course, naughtygirlweb.com. You can do it at your website also.
Peekabooreview.com.
And you can also get them at the door if you so choose, if it's not sold out.
And it will.
And it probably will.
It will. They usually do. And also, we have special guest Elvez coming and hanging out, singing some songs with us. Some of the girls will be dancing with him. It's going to be a good time.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And that is, again, September 12th. It's a Saturday night at World Cafe Live right here in Philadelphia. I'd like to thank, of course, Ginger Lee. Thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, Bowman.
And Key and Cherry Bomb, also thank you, ladies. And we'll have you... Don't go far, because you're actually going to change some musical chairs here, and then we're going to do another show in a few minutes after everybody has another drink and another cigarette and another chance to burp and all that stuff. remember to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/naughtygirlweb, myspace.com/naughtygirlweb. We are on the Facebook... God knows how that works, but if you go to our site now, though, we've got a button on there that lets you become a fan of the show just by clicking on it. So log into Facebook, then go to our site, click on that, and you should be all set to.
Follow Peekaboo on Twitter and be a fan on Facebook and be our MySpace friend for those of you who are still on MySpace.
Those of us still on MySpace, I'm never leaving MySpace.
You have a podcast too, no?
I have too
yes,
many friends.
Yes, we have Peekaboo podcast on Podomatic.
I'm gonna say it's probably like Podomatic.com, maybe.
Yes, Podomatic.com. Peekaboo
yes,
Review.
It is.
Mr. Joey Martini takes care of that, and he has some rocking tunes for you.
Very nice. It's all like burlesque type music then.
burlesque stuff. He runs the gamut, lots of retro fun stuff.
Very cool.
It's pretty cool.
All right, we're going to wrap it up, and we'll talk to you next episode. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
We're here again for another edition of the show, and we have another lovely guest from the Peak of Overview with us. This is Cherry Bomb. Hello.
Hi.
And she's a rookie to the show. We won't call you a virgin because, you know, probably
that's
not.
Yeah.
And we're discussing, well, first of all, as we discussed on our last show, if you tuned in and if you didn't, we're going to discuss it again, the Peak of Overview show.
Yes.
Coming up Saturday, September 12th at the World Cafe Live, which is why you were nice enough to join us this evening.
And thank you for having me.
And we also still have Ginger Lynn in the background. Ginger Lee, excuse me.
Ginger Lee. Ginger Lee. Porn star.
Ginger Lynn is something else entirely that I just can't ever seem to get out of my mind. And Key! We love Key. Hi, Key.
Okay, one thing I want to talk to you about is that a lot of people always talk about your cans. They're fabulous. I love them.
Thank you.
They're quite nice.
But what I want to talk about is your pipes and your solo singing that you do with Peekaboo, because not many other girls sing. So I wanted to kind of touch on that and like how you got involved in singing solo and how you choose your music and things of that nature.
Well, I fortunately enough have a boyfriend who arranges all the music for the band. So most of my interesting numbers.
He has great taste.
Yeah, he does. He arranges a lot of my music. So it's really cool to kind of be there for the process of like the writing of a song and, you know, tell him that, you know, I like this or this sounds kind of stupid or, but nicely. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it just kind of, you know, it's a process. It starts with him, you know, kind of with the idea and then me with, you know, the grueling costume decision, which every burlesque girl goes through. And yeah, I mean, I just always sang since I was a little girl. So it was always something that I wanted to do and pursue, you know, by myself as opposed to, you know, singing with a bunch of other 12-year-olds.
Was it hard going from just dancing to actually getting up in front of a microphone and singing
yeah,
in front of...
Yeah, I still get nervous when I sing during a show. I can get up and dance and I could care less. Like, not that I could care less, but, like, it's nowhere near as nerve-wracking as when I sing a song. Because I'm like, what if I miss up the words? Or what if I fall on my face? Or what if the microphone doesn't work?
See, not only can you sing, but you look really awesome doing it. Like, the last dress that you had from the last show,
thanks.
The black tube top with the white frill that you made yourself.
I made all by myself on the sewing machine.
It was phenomenal. Like, you looked so amazing. Like, you look like you were, like, picked out of the 50s.
I actually wanted to know about that as far as the costumes are concerned. Did most of you make your own costumes?
Yeah, we
or assemble
we make
your
them,
own costumes from other
or
places.
We'll find pieces and put things together and then embellish things. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes there are things that are pre-made that we use, but usually everything has some type of Peekaboo embellishment to it because that's just the way we roll.
That's pretty cool. So I guess you're not the only person that sews there, I'm guessing, then. If
oh God, no.
I mean,
no way the lead sewer. Lulu is pretty much like our resident costume designer, teacher, sewer.
Seamstress extraordinaire.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know.
And then along the way, we've all kind of picked up, you know, little things from, you know, helping with costumes. And it just really takes a lot of practice.
You guys did a number a while back. I think I actually saw a clip of it on YouTube that was like 12 girls and 11 costumes, something along those lines.
Yeah, it's 10 terrific girls and only 9 costumes. It's an old number. What is it from? I don't even remember what it was from, and I just watched it recently too.
We actually did it right after the 5 spot burned down. We did it at the Trocadero.
Yeah,
and
we did.
Melissa Bang Bang was our resident at the time, naked girl, the one who missed out on the costume time. So yeah, that was our fundraiser show we did that at.
So if that's low man on the totem pole or low woman on the totem pole, it gets to be the naked one, I guess, in that.
No, that was
everybody,
I mean,
takes
she
turns.
Was, she was pretty much.
She's dead sexy, so I don't think anybody minded looking at her naked body the entire time.
As far as the live shows are concerned, I mean, you say like, without a costume now, is that actually technically, is everybody really naked, or do we have to wear some sort of hidden...
There are laws, unfortunately,
right.
about
morality.
Those types of things. Yep. Yes, about morality. So
no
we
pink,
have
no
to...
Stink.
Yeah, I would say at 99% of the places, we have to have pasties, and we have to have the crotchal region covered. But your butt can be out.
Your butt can be out.
Yep.
Butt's okay. No leaking fluids is basically the law. As long as a fluid can't leak out of it, you're okay.
All right, as Key said, if everybody didn't hear, it was no pink, no stink. Which makes Pascal very unhappy.
Aww. I know.
So
I
sorry.
Need some stinky stuff.
Ew.
Oh, it's normal.
It's
you
okay.
Know?
He's French.
It's natural.
It's he's got an excuse for everything.
See, I know exactly.
So we've got the show coming up. As did we cover this already? It's the 12th, Saturday the 12th.
Yes.
And it's tickets are available on our website, on your website,
peekabooreview.com.
On their website also. Now we'll take this opportunity to thank the people, kind people at the Grindstone here, Cafe on 622 South Fifth Street. It's right next to Passional, actually, so you can get a cup of Joe and pick up some dildos while you're down here if you really wanted to. Check us out on the web at our Facebook is finally sort of working, I guess, right?
I have no idea. I want to, I
it's
don't.
Working.
It's, I mean, it works. It's just hard. It's hard to find. But now, evidently,
I can't even, link it to anything.
We've got a button.
I don't even know.
Well, you've got a button, but we have a button on the website now.
Lots of buttons.
That will let you become our a fan of the show on Facebook if you're already a Facebook member. So go to our website, naughtygirlweb.com. Click on the button, or just find us on Twitter. Twitter.com/naughtygirlweb, myspace.com/naughtygirlweb, and all that good stuff. And you can follow us along. With all of whatever the hell we're doing, getting kicked out of random places and
for being immoral.
Being immoral. Yes, we're so immoral. I know. A big sigh goes up from the crowd. All right, we do have to move
this
on.
We're going to hell.
I don't think that's why, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure I was probably already going there. I have like a standing reservation there.
I kind of want to take it over.
Good luck. The Kennedys already did that. we're going to keep moving on. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and do another show with Key because she's sitting quietly, patiently waiting, and she's probably going to have the most to say because it's always
wet.
The quiet ones that are dangerous.
Yes.
It's true.
It is true.
Wet and juicy.
Don't forget to stop by one of the websites and pick up some tickets for the show. It's $20 plus service charges, so if you can find somebody that's actually a member of the Peekaboo Review around town here in Philadelphia, you can get them cheaper than if you get them from the website or at the door, but it's still a bargain at like $20-$25, depending.
It's $25.
There's lots and lots of boobies for $25.
And yeah, and it's a nice menu
boobies.
That's got booze and stuff.
And the food is awesome.
Oh, there's food?
There's food.
Sweet.
There's a cheese plate.
A cheese plate?
There is.
I want to watch burlesque and eat ribs. Is that...
I like how it's like cheese pork.
And you're going to see 16 twirling boobies. Simultaneously twirling boobies.
Yes.
16 boobies twirling at one time, people. This is serious.
That's some serious synchronicity.
And that's a sneak preview.
All right. Thanks for joining us. And we will catch you all next time. Thanks, guys. Welcome to the show. It's Bowman here again. Another episode of the show, the podcast that is known as the Naughty Girl Web
pouting?
Show. He's
aww.
Always pouty.
No.
She needs some love.
It's the lip rings. They weigh her lower lip down. She just looks like she's pouting.
Real mature.
Key knows I love her.
We
are
hit him, right?
Key is our final guest for the evening. And welcome, Key. Hi. Also with me is my lovely co-host, Christina Terror.
Well, hello.
My less than lovely co-host,
our
Pascal.
Our microphones match our hairs.
They
I know,
do.
That's right, yeah. The red microphone for Christina and the blue one for you. You have got a little bit of like purple and blue and kind of everything going.
Go
we probably could have given you any color microphone. It would match something on you. So, Key, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been doing the Peekaboo Review thing now?
I don't know exactly. Ginger and I started around the same time.
Just about 4 years now.
4 years?
Really?
Oh, you're old.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. 4 years. I have to say, we started the exact same show.
Yes. Wow. That's a long time.
So that does that make you ladies are the ones in charge then? You're the senior sisters in the Peekaboo Review?
No,
or?
No.
I'm not lying.
Yeah. What's that, Cherry?
I do believe it's been 4 years.
Yeah, just about four.
she's whispering her age over the microphone.
She's 23. Shut up.
We all are.
Yeah, it's about the same time that I've been working at the Dolphin and Fast Jeep. So it's about 4 years.
Are you still working at those places also?
Of course.
Very nice. And are you still used to do another thing over here on South Street occasionally? You and
Mankos.
Our friend Anna.
Mankos, yeah. Anna hasn't done it in a while.
No. Are you still doing that over there?
Yeah, they are.
Very nice. They are? You're not?
I haven't been there in a while.
No, that place is sort of a weird spot.
If they would pay me, yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah, clearly. Pascal, nothing else to add, man? You look like you're sort of like ready for more bourbon.
I know, I was dreaming about her on her little furry boots.
Leave her alone.
Her little furry boots. Yeah,
Did you see her with furry boots?
I've seen Key in lots of crazy outfits.
Nice.
I'm actually waiting. One of the reasons I hate summer is because it's hot. The other reason is because Key doesn't wear furry boots.
Oh,
We're waiting for the crazy wardrobe to come back.
I sweat my ass off. But it's genuine, I look good sweating my ass off.
It's so. Genuine Fraggle skin, too.
She sweats her ass off for your viewing pleasure.
That's good for us.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
I usually just walk around in the furry boots and then, like, my underwear because it's too hot with the boots on. So.
That's nice.
I'm clearly not hanging out in the right bars.
Sweating girls, many.
Yeah, you should smell my shoes.
Oh, I don't want to smell your shoes.
I want you to smell her shoes.
Your ass, your armpits, pussy, everything you want, the shoes, man.
Not the shoes.
Oh, well. You're lost.
Pascal's
she offered the shoes.
Pascal's foot phobic. Oh, Jesus. So you're going to be put on the spot right off the bat. This is Jessica Saint.
Just to fill in Jess real quick, I totally told the burping story of you and Cherry Bomb when we lived together and you guys did do the competition for me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went there.
So while you have the microphone, we want to let's get to know you a little bit since you're late. Yeah.
Well, I have to work.
That's fine. We understand. I'm not judging. I'm not judging. Yeah, somebody's got to make money. It's certainly not me. I mean, you're buying the drinks, by the way. So welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you.
And you are also another lovely member of the Peekaboo Review organization.
Sure.
Team, we'll say.
Yes.
So we've already been telling everybody about the show coming up at World Cafe Live in a couple weeks on the 12th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have anything special planned, or are you working on a costume? Are you, like, picking out music? Or are you going crazy? Or are you
well, we shall see.
You're not going to give us any sort of, like, insights?
No.
See, Jessica,
nothing.
Right now, she's been there, been an amazing pickup girl. So after the end of, like, each of their sets, she goes out and she picks up all the girls' clothing and
Very nice. She
collects them all, make sure that none of them walk around naked.
I do solos.
And you do solos?
It's your fault that nobody walks around naked?
Yeah. Sorry.
You can blame her for
She's
everything.
Out. She's fired. Blame her for everything. And you wait, and some solos, solo singing, solo dancing?
Dancing.
Very nice.
No. Barely dancing, but yeah. Dancing.
Are you a newer member of the crew?
Yeah, pretty much.
How long have you been part of the show?
Almost a year?
I don't fucking know.
Almost a year.
Yeah. Something like that? Okay. Well, actually, no. Because the first time I danced was when we went up to New York, to Kingston. So I don't know when the hell that was. That may have been 2 years ago.
You danced in Kingston?
Yeah, I remember. I was pretty drunk.
Hellhole?
I was drunk. I was drunk. I was very nervous. But that was the night that Joey got me to dance.
Okay.
And I did. I sure did.
And you're enjoying it then so far?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So I guess we're going to have to wrap it up because I feel like everybody that works here probably wants to kick us the fuck out at this point. Who the hell wouldn't? Which means let's go get drunk somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I don't have work tomorrow.
All right. like we said a million times before, but just to reiterate, check us out on the web, naughtygirlweb.com. Check out the Peekaboo Review at peekabooreview.com. Also, you can get tickets to either one of those websites for the show coming up on the 12th. Twitter. All the girls are on the Twitter. The Peekaboo Review is on the Twitter. I'm on the Twitter. We're all on the Twitter. I think Christine is even on the Twitter.
I am on the Twitter.
And we're at, the peak of Twitter. It sounds like a fucking, I don't know, one of those little Japanese animals. One of those things. Pokemon. If you want to check us out on the Twitter, it's twitter.com/naughtygirlweb. We're also on the Facebook. And if you have trouble finding us in the search engine there, just go to our website and click on the Become a Fan of button. And, of course, still on the MySpace for the longest ass time because
we got some shirts.
Never going to give it up. Yeah, make sure if you're checking out the website, go to the merchandise and buy a shirt because we frankly need the money and those shirts are just...
We got like
a warehouse full of shirts.
Yeah.
There's a million of them.
Plethora.
Yeah, we've got mostly guy shirts, but there's a few girl shirts left, so if there's something you want and you don't see it on the website, email us. I feel like Cherry Bomb wants a shirt.
I want a shirt.
All right,
too.
Then. Yeah. Sweet, we got shirts. See, I told you we got to get some thongs. Some tongs. We're going to get some thongs made up just so Key can have one because I want Key to shake her ass in one of our thongs. Very nice. Once again, make sure you check us out regularly. Check the website for updates. And if you're going to be in Philadelphia on the 12th, make sure you go to the show because it sounds like it's going to be an awesome time. And hopefully I will be there as well, hanging out, getting drunk with all these fine friends of ours. So thank you all, ladies, for joining us. And thank you, Pascal, for doing what you do. And thank you, Christina, for once again
for existing.
Being here. Yes, right on. That's all I have to say for now. So this is Boma signing off. We'll talk to you soon.